Yeah,
Yeah, man.
this is a cool app right here, man.
Yeah, man, my buddy, he started doing this, and he records like just random shit, man. Just like just noise. He started recording it. He works on job sites. He was recording like a jackhammer sound while he was in a hallway,
Oh, man.
and published it, and people are listening to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, dude? A jackhammer in a hallway? He's like, yeah, man, it's
Yeah,
pretty cool.
people would just listen to anything, you know, like, hey, let me check this out.
Yeah,
People,
right?
they
Bored,
just,
man.
you want to hear something.
Yeah. So what do
Yeah.
you do, man?
Oh, I just, I'm working a barber shop and work with a couple of disability people, people that have disabilities.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
How about yourself?
Do AV work, home automation,
Oh, okay.
project management for stuff out in Hawaii.
Oh,
So,
cool.
yeah, man, staying. Where on earth are you?
What's that?
Where on earth are you?
Oh, I'm in California.
Oh,
California.
okay. Right
Yeah.
on. Nice and warm out there too, then, huh?
It's windy right now. I'm in Palmdale right now.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that's at.
What'd you say?
I'm not really sure where that's at. Oh,
It's not too far from Vegas. You know where Vegas is at?
okay, yeah.
It's about 3 hours from Vegas.
Okay, I'm like kind of on the Lower East Side of California
Yeah.
then. Yeah, I went through there, man. I got a story about that. Like when I was, no, not Vegas, not Vegas. That was going out to Arizona. Yeah, no, I was like a, I guess a carny back in the day when I was like 20 years old, man. I got a job working with this concessions company. We did all the big. We did Los Angeles State Fair. We did, Sacramento, Paso
Okay.
Robles, Orange County, Del Mar. Del Mar is
Oh,
like,
cool.
I've never seen so many MILFs in my life. Like,
Wow. Just walking around,
I remember so there was one female pushing around like the twin baby stroller had like two or three little ducklings behind her and was just like 10. I was like, good Lord, this is California, huh?
Yeah, California, something else, man. A lot of people that want to make it famous in something. Everybody's trying to be a star.
Yeah.
That's like the vibe in Hollywood and, you know, other areas in Westwood and Los Angeles areas. People just want to be superstars.
Yeah, I don't get
This
it,
is
man.
Attention, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
People want attention.
Tell you what, they got rich and famous. I'll take the rich. I don't need the famous.
Yes. You can lead a famous to the people that are just narcissistic
Yeah, just sucking it up.
motherfuckers. Yeah. I'll take the money, man. And the only people that'll really know me is the bank.
That's right. And the tax man.
Yeah,
They know us
those type of
all.
people.
They
Yep.
know us all.
Yeah,
Yeah, man.
people.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, like that's the damn truth too, man. Everybody out there is like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm an actor.
Yeah,
Or
yeah.
I'm in a band. It's like,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. You're gonna hear that. I'm a model,
A
I'm a
model.
director. Everybody has a business card
Yep.
here. Take my business card.
Yep. Yeah, I hate that shit. I gotta carry that around just for clients that we deal with, and people just to hand them out. And I mean, it's good for my stuff, man. Like, I like
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
you're
a.
doing some legitimate shit. So, I mean, other people just business cards, but they have no business.
It's just their face,
It's just, you know, I'm gonna look
website.
important, but I don't have shit going really. I'm gonna look
Yeah.
important though.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I guess it breeds that kind of stuff. You ever been to Hawaii?
I've been there one time. I stayed for a week.
Okay,
It
where at?
was I was in Waikiki.
Okay. Yeah, that's Oahu. That's where I stay.
It was pretty cool. I mean, the time change kind of messed me up a little bit. And then I went to some club and I just noticed it was a lot of transgender guys. I
That's
mean,
Waikiki.
that's what, I mean, some people like that, but you know, I wasn't feeling that. That's not my thing. But
Yeah, Hawaii is a little different as far as that's concerned, man. I guess culturally, yeah, what they call them mahus, right?
okay.
And then transgender and that kind of stuff. Like mahu is like a dude that's kind of dressed like a woman, but still
Okay.
like obviously a dude. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I noticed that. I did notice that it was like a strong jawline going on.
Oh, no,
The jawlines were very strong.
I mean like dudes that got like 5 o'clock shadow and eyeliner on.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a little buzz on the chin area. I saw that. The chin area was kind of fuzzy.
It depends on where you go. Waikiki is kind of like the hub for that. But I mean, there's a lot of not that here.
I would have known somebody when I went out there because, you know, I just saw what I saw. I didn't really see Hawaii like
It's a cool place though, man. I'm not gonna lie. I've been out here 10 years. I was in the Navy, then got out, and I just kind of married a local girl and stayed. Had kids and shit, so.
That's cool, man. Hawaii, I wouldn't mind coming back out there. It was very expensive, though, when I went out there.
No, that's no joke.
I bought a sandwich and then I think it cost me like $8. But it didn't come with no chips. It didn't come with any chips.
Would come with rice.
No, it just came with a sandwich and that was it. I'm used to combos. Like if you're gonna pay $8, it comes with a sandwich, chips, and a drink.
Oh man. I mean, even they got the little ABC stores, like the little 7-Elevens out here. I mean, it's just ridiculous, dude. You get like something, I don't know, stupid, like orange juice. It's like $5. Little
Damn.
tiny thing of orange juice or whatever. Especially Waikiki. Waikiki, everything's even more jacked up. That's like the worst place to stay if you're gonna stay out here because it's just expensive as hell.
Oh, it's like a because it's a tourist, tourist area over there.
That's
Okay.
exactly it.
So they're just jacking up all the prices. It's higher in on that island, like the prices.
Probably highest on Maui, man.
Okay.
Yeah, Maui is stupid. It's really, really expensive over there. Like really expensive. You're talking like $8 to $10 for milk, like a gallon of milk.
Damn.
They don't play, which is
You got a job out there.
yeah, or just be broke. I'll tell you what, this is the place to be homeless though. You know what I mean? You
Lot of
go
homeless.
fishing. Oh yeah, there's tons of homeless people. They just keep moving them around, man. They have full on like tent cities and stuff. They just keep pushing them around.
That's an epidemic everywhere, man. That's where I'm at too. They moved a lot of people from Los Angeles out to to the desert because Palmdale, where I'm at, is considered the desert. And they moved a lot of people from Los Angeles out here and they just have tents up.
Yes.
A lot of people with just mental problems, a lot of people just hard on their luck.
That's the thing, man. A lot of people don't really take consideration to, I got a soft spot for homeless vets, right? 'Cause you get a lot of dudes that'll go out and they come back and have a hard time transitioning. And then nobody really gives a shit about them. You ain't got no family or anything like that. You go out, you come back, nobody really cares, right? So you just end up, not really knowing how to handle people again. And then it just gets worse and worse, people turn to drugs and doing all that kind of crazy shit. And yeah, it's homelessness is, and then you got the full on like just. You know, like just crazy people that have
I mean,
power.
yeah. I mean, they should do something special. Like when you come back from being in combat, they should already have something prepared for you where you're good. Like, you sh I don't even think people should be homeless that fought in the war. They should really cater to those people.
Well, they do, man. I mean, they got like tons of stuff for them. The thing is that a lot of vets, they don't know about it or they don't seek it out. You know what I mean? I got a buddy, he was a ranger, and he got blown up twice.
Damn.
And he got out, so he's got, he's got his issues, definitely dealing with some PTSD, but it took him a minute, shit, probably 5 years after getting out before he was even willing to seek out help, right? Because you get like survivor's guilt, and it's like, well, I'm alive, right? I don't need to go look for help. I don't, fuck it, I'm good, right? Like, but it takes some time, or friends, or family, or your old lady or somebody to finally get through to you, like, yo, you need to seek something out because you're having some issues. But a lot of the vets that end up in those positions, either they don't know the kind of stuff that's offered, or they just refuse to, like, seek out the fact that they need help, right?
Pride or something, just pride going on.
Yep.
They just have pride, or they're just in denial.
Yeah. Probably a little of both, and guilt. Again, survivor's guilt's kind of a real thing, right? You lose so many people and you make it out and kind of ask yourself why, like,
Why was I there?
why'd you draw the lucky straw, right?
Wow, after you done seen a lot of your, cronies probably get injured or probably die. Shit, I know, man.
Yes,
All that stuff is horrific. I mean, I just seen it on movies. I never went to the military. I should have did it maybe for a few years to get some benefits, but never took
that.
advantage of
That's definitely the best part. The
it. Yeah.
benefits when you get out, shit.
I mean, benefits. I mean, you able to put a penny on a house and that's your down payment. Shit,
Zeroed in.
that's the luxury of it.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, it's crazy though, man. There really is so many things that they offer for veterans, and even active duty, stuff like that, but like, you just nobody really knows about it, and then nobody seeks it out, so that money just like stays circulating in the system, and
Wow.
nobody really does it, right? Because I mean, there's all the information is out there, right?
Yeah.
And there's even outreaches that are, it's their purpose to go out and like target veterans and be like, yo, you got this, come check it out, right? But still, like, people don't follow through, and it's just it's crazy, but it's one of those things, dude, but
That's a sad situation.
yeah. That's just vets, man. That's just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, that's one piece of the puzzle. Some people gonna take advantage. Some people gonna be like, fuck it, I don't need you. I'm gonna do
Yeah.
my own thing.
That's like everyone in life, though.
Yeah, that is everybody in life. I don't need your help. I mean, damn, we're here to help each other. I guess people don't want no help. You're gonna need some help from
One
somebody,
day.
though.
Whether you
Yeah,
like it or
one
not.
day, you're gonna need. Yeah, somebody's gonna be helping you. Either you're gonna have six people carrying you out to your gravesite or something. You're gonna have kids helping
Get
you,
old,
something.
got some random ass nurse wiping your ass because you can't do it yourself.
Something. For real. I mean, and getting old, I mean, they say that's a blessing, but it's a curse too, because now you got to slow down. You can't trust a
Yeah,
fart.
sure, I can't
You.
trust the fart now.
You said, I can't trust the fart now. That's funny. It's crazy, man.
bro. Well, hey, good talking to you. I think this thing's about to cut us off.
Yeah,
Yeah, man.
this is a cool app right here, man.
Yeah, man. My buddy, he started doing this, and he records like just random shit, man. Just like just noise. He started recording it. He works on job sites. He was recording like a jackhammer sound while he was in a hallway,
Oh, man.
and published it, and people are listening to it. I'm like,
Yeah.
what, dude? A jackhammer in a hallway? He's like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, people would just listen to anything, you know, like, hey, let me check this out.
Yeah,
People,
right?
they
Bored,
just,
man.
you want to hear something.
Yeah. So what do
Yeah.
you do, man?
Oh, I'm working a barber shop and work with a couple of disability people that have disabilities.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
How about yourself?
Do AV work, home automation
Oh,
and
okay.
project management for stuff out in Hawaii.
Oh,
So,
cool.
yeah, man, where on earth are you?
What's that?
Where on earth are you?
Oh, I'm in California.
Oh,
California.
okay. Right
Yeah.
on. Nice and warm out there too, then, huh?
It's windy right now. I'm in Palmdale right now.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at.
Hot, what'd you say?
I'm not really sure where that's at.
It's not too far from Vegas. You know where Vegas is at?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's about 3 hours from Vegas.
Okay, I'm like kind of on the Lower East Side of California
Yeah.
then. Yeah, I went through there, man. I got a story about that. Like when I was, no, not Vegas, not Vegas. That was going out to Arizona. Yeah, no, I was like a, I guess a carny back in the day when I was like 20 years old, man. I got a job working with this concessions company. We did all the big. We did Los Angeles State Fair. We did, Sacramento, Paso
Okay.
Robles, Orange County, Del Mar. Del Mar is
Oh,
like,
cool.
I've never seen so many MILFs in my life. Like,
Wow. Just walking around,
I remember so this one female pushing around like the twin baby stroller. Had like two or three little ducklings behind her and was just like 10. I was like, good Lord, this is California, huh?
Yeah, California, something else, man. A lot of people that want to make it famous in something. Everybody's trying to be a star.
Yeah.
That's like the vibe in Hollywood and, you know, other areas in Westwood and Los Angeles areas. People just want to be superstars.
Yeah, I don't get
This
it,
is
man.
Attention, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
People want attention.
Tell you what, they got rich and famous. I'll take the rich. I don't need the famous.
Yes, you can lead a famous to the people that just narcissistic
Yeah, just sucking it up.
motherfuckers. Yeah, I'll take the money, man. And the only people that'll really know me is the bank.
That's right. And the tax man. They
Yeah,
know us
those type of
all.
people.
They
Yep.
know us all.
Yeah,
Yeah,
people.
man. Yeah, I'll tell you what, like that's the damn truth too, man. Everybody out there is like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm an actor.
Yeah,
Or
yeah.
I'm in a band. It's like,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. You're gonna hear that. I'm a model,
A
I'm a
model.
director. Everybody has a business card.
Yep.
Here, take my business card.
Yep. Yeah, I hate that shit. I gotta carry that around just for clients that we deal with, and people just to hand them out. And I mean, it's good for my stuff, man. Like, I like
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
you're
a.
doing some legitimate shit. So, I mean, other people just business cards, but they have no business.
It's just their face,
Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm gonna look
website.
important, but I don't have shit going really. I'm gonna look
Yeah.
important
Yeah.
though.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I guess it breeds that kind of stuff. You ever been to Hawaii?
I've been there one time. I stayed for a week.
Okay,
It
where at?
was, I was in Waikiki.
Okay, yeah, that's Oahu. That's where I stay.
It was pretty cool. I mean, the time change kind of messed me up a little bit. And then I went to some club and I just noticed it was a lot of transgender
Yeah,
guys.
that's Waikiki.
I mean, some people like that, but you know, I wasn't feeling that. That's not my thing.
Yeah, Hawaii is a little different as far as that's concerned, man. I guess culturally, yeah, what they call them mahus, right? And then transgender and that kind of stuff. Like mahu is like a dude that's kind of dressed like a woman, but still like obviously a dude. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I noticed that. I did notice it was like a strong jawline going on.
Oh, no,
The jawlines were very strong.
I mean like dudes that got 5 o'clock shadow and eyeliner on.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a little buzz on the chin area. I saw that. The chin area was kind of fuzzy.
It depends on where you go. Waikiki is kind of like the hub for that. But I mean, there's a lot of, not that here.
I would have known somebody when I went out there because, you know, I just saw what I saw. I didn't really see anybody like that.
Yeah, it's a cool place though, man. I'm not gonna lie. I've been out here 10 years. I was in the Navy, then got out, and I just kind of married a local girl and stayed. Had kids and shit, so.
That's cool, man. Hawaii, I wouldn't mind coming back out there. It was very expensive though when I went out there.
No, that's no joke.
I bought a sandwich and then I think it cost me like $8. But it didn't come with no chips. It didn't come with any chips.
Would come with rice.
No, it just came with a sandwich and that was it. I'm used to combos. Like if you're gonna pay $8, it comes with a sandwich, chips, and a drink.
Oh man. I mean, even they got the little ABC stores, like the little 7-Elevens out here. I mean, it's just ridiculous, dude. You get like something, I don't know, stupid, like orange juice. It's like $5. Little tiny thing of orange juice or whatever, especially Waikiki. Waikiki, everything's even more jacked up. That's like the worst place to stay if you're gonna stay out here because it's just expensive as hell.
Oh, it's like a because it's a tourist, tourist area over there.
That's exactly it.
So they're just jacking up all the prices. It's higher in on that island, like the prices.
Probably highest on Maui, man. Yeah, Maui is stupid. It's really, really expensive over there. Like really expensive. You're talking like $8 to $10 for milk, like a gallon of milk.
Damn.
Yeah, they don't play, which is
You got a job out there.
yeah, or just be broke. I'll tell you what, this is the place to be homeless though. You know what I mean? You go
A
fishing. Oh yeah, there's tons of homeless people. They just keep moving them around, man. They have full on like tent cities and stuff. They just keep pushing them around.
that's an epidemic everywhere, man. That's where I'm at too. They moved a lot of people from Los Angeles out to the desert because Palmdale, where I'm at, is considered the desert. And they moved a lot of people from Los Angeles out here and they just have tents up.
Yes.
A lot of people with just mental problems, a lot of people just hard on their luck.
That's the thing, man. A lot of people don't really take consideration to, I got a soft spot for homeless vets, right? 'Cause you get a lot of dudes that'll go out and they come back and have a hard time transitioning. And then nobody really gives a shit about them. You ain't got no family or anything like that. You go out, you come back. Nobody really cares, right? So you just end up, not really knowing how to handle people again. And then it just gets worse and worse. People turn to drugs and doing all that kind of crazy shit. And yeah, it's homelessness is, you know, and then you got the full on like just, you know, like just crazy people that have
I mean, yeah. I mean, they should do something special. Like when you come back from being in combat, they should already have something prepared for you where you're good. Like, you sh I don't even think people should be homeless that fought in the war. They should really cater to those people.
Well, they do, man. I mean, they got like tons of stuff for them. The thing is that a lot of, you know, a lot of vets, they don't know about it or they don't seek it out. You know what I mean? I got a buddy, he was a ranger, and he got blown up twice.
Damn.
And he got out, so he's got, you know, pretty, you know, he's got his issues, you know, definitely dealing with some PTSD, but it took him a minute, shit, probably 5 years after getting out before he was even willing to seek out help, right? Because you get like survivor's guilt, and you know, it's like, well, you know, I'm alive, right? I don't need to go look for help. I mean, I don't, you know, fuck it, I'm good, right? Like, but it, you know, it takes some time, or you know, friends, or you know, family, or your old lady, or somebody to finally get through to you, like, yo, you know, you need to seek something out because you're having some issues. But you know, a lot of the vets that end up in those positions, either they don't know the kind of stuff that's offered, or they just refuse to, like, you know, seek out the fact that they need
Just
help, right?
pride or something? Just pride going on?
Yep.
They just have pride or they're just in denial?
Yeah. Probably a little of both, you know, and guilt. Again, survivor's guilt's kind of a real thing, right? You know, you lose so many people and you make it out and kind of ask yourself why, you know, like,
Was I there?
why'd you draw the lucky straw, right?
Wow, after you done seen a lot of your, cronies probably get injured or probably die. Shit, I know, man.
Yeah,
All that stuff is horrific. I mean, I just seen it on movies. I never went to the military. I should have did it maybe for a few years to get some benefits, but never took
but
advantage of
that's definitely the best part. The
it.
benefits when you get out, shit.
That's part. I mean, benefits. I mean, you able to put a penny on a house and that's your down payment. Shit,
Zeroed in.
that's the luxury of it.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, it's crazy though, man. There really is so many things that they offer for veterans, and even, you know, active duty stuff like that, but like, you just, nobody really knows about it, and then nobody seeks it out, so that money just like stays, you know, circulating in the system, and
Wow.
nobody really does it, right? Because I mean, there's all the information is out there, right?
Yeah.
And there's even outreaches that are, it's their purpose to go out and like target veterans and be like, yo, you know, you got this, come check it out, right?
I'm
But still, like, people don't, you know, don't follow through. And you know, it's just it's crazy, but it's one of those things, dude, you know. But
That's a sad
yeah
situation.
yeah yeah that's just vets, man. That's just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, that's one piece of the puzzle. Some people gonna take advantage. Some people gonna be like, "Fuck it, I don't need you. I'm gonna do my own thing."
That's like everyone in life, though.
Yeah, that is everybody in life. I don't need your help. I mean, damn, we're here to help each other. I guess people don't want no help. You're gonna need some help from
One
somebody,
day,
though.
whether you
Yeah,
like it or
one
not.
day, you're gonna need. Yeah, somebody's gonna be helping you. Either you're gonna have six people carrying you out to your gravesite or something. You're gonna have kids helping
Get
you,
old,
something.
got some random ass nurse wiping your ass because you can't do it yourself.
For real. I mean, and getting old, I mean, they say that's a blessing, but it's a curse too, because now you got to slow down. You can't trust a
Yeah,
fart.
sure, I can't
You
trust the fart now.
can't He said, "I can't trust the flat man." That's funny. It's crazy, man.
All right, bro. Well, hey, good talking to you. I think this thing's about to cut us off.